My own suspicion is that the universe is not only queerer than we suppose, but queerer than we can suppose. J.B.S. Haldane, Possible Worlds, 1927. Preface. I see the universe not as a collection of objects, theories, and phenomena, but as a vast stage of actors driven by intricate twists of storyline and plot. So when writing about the cosmos, it feels natural to bring readers into the theater, behind the scenes, to see up close for themselves what the set designs look like, how the scripts were written, and where the stories will go next. My goal at all times is to communicate insight into how the universe works, which is harder than the simple conveyance of facts. Times arise along the way, as for the drama icon itself, to smile or to frown when the cosmos calls for it. Times arise to be scared witless when the cosmos calls for that, too. So I think of Death by Black Hole as a reader's portal to all that moves, enlightens, and terrifies us in the universe. Each chapter first appeared, in one form or another, on the pages of Natural History magazine under the heading Universe and spanned the 11-year period of 1995 through 2005. Death by Black Hole forms a kind of best of the universe and includes some of the most requested essays I have written, mildly edited for continuity and to reflect emergent trends in science. I submit this collection to you, the reader, for what might be a welcome diversion from your day's routine. Neil deGrasse Tyson, New York City, October 2006. Prologue.